The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to see you guys tonight. And we had a crazy week. This is crazy, crazy times, crazy week. And I was listening to my head when I was starting the show. And I heard God say, I'm like, God, what's going on? What do we need? And he said, all you need is love. All right. And so all we need is love. That's it. All we need is love. And so you guys, no matter who you were voting for or who you think you this or that or the other thing, just love each other. There you are. Just love each other. You know, we are where we are. And whether you like it or whether you love it or whether you hate it, it doesn't matter. And just you know, hang in there and love each other. And so I think if you do that, I think everything is going to be okay. I was really looking and thinking, you know, about this. And there's a reason I'm not very political. I don't really talk much about that. But it feels like though we're going to end up in a pretty good space. That's what I see. And so surprisingly to some folks and some people are really hurt. Some people are really angry. Some people are really happy. And so, but just love each other. That's all I got for you. That's it. Anyway, so Dino, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary.
Just love me, Dean. Just love me. What the
I
hell?
Do. Love I me. Love everybody.
Yeah, no, not everybody. Me.
Oh,
me.
Also, I mean, I don't love anyone but you, Gary. That's what I'm.
Oh, good. Okay, now then, I feel better. That's good.
Okay.
Good. I'm good. Terry loves me, don't you, Terry Mahoney? Hey, girl. What up? Yeah, she says she sure does. See, there we are. There we go. Let me talk to Terry.
Okay.
Terry, you know, I always feel good when I talk to Terry. Why is that? I think it's because she loves me, Dean. So if you would love me like Terry loves me, right?
I don't know if I have that much love.
I do. I love you. I adore you.
I adore you. And so how do we give Dean love lessons? How do we get him to love?
I think Dean does pretty good.
Oh, you do? Oh, good.
He's a love bug.
I think he hides it. He's like
busy working for you.
Oh, that could be. He's got a few things to do. Anyway, no, but I think so. I think that's true. I think that's all we need is love. Anyway, I feel really good when I love you. So, Terry, I'm loving you right now. I'm loving you. I'm projecting love to you. And when I project love to you, I'm watching and I'm going to tell you what I see. I see a blue energy go around your body now, rainbows everywhere. I saw four demons fly off. They were trying to grab you. And now I'm empathing you, and I feel your sinuses opening slightly, and I see your head glowing, and I see you feeling really good and in a super good mood. Feel that?
I feel like I just put a shawl around me. I have one of these Tibetan monk shawls, and when you put it around you, it's a different kind of warmth. That's what I just felt when you projected love to me. So thank you.
You're welcome. And see, that's what happens when people project love to each other. They feel that thing. Now, when I project love, I project a lot of love. I'm easy. I can project tons of love. I'm so happy I can. But you can too. You're a person you project. When you love, you like really love. It's not like you're digging deep. You only have one gear wide open. Yeah, and that's great. And so anyway, thank you for loving me. Just wanted to tell you that. That's all I got. All right. So that's what we got to do now. We just got to love each other. That's it. All right?
All right.
Oh, she's amazing.
Oh, we love her.
Hey, Dean, why don't you love me like Terry does? What's wrong with you?
I do love you.
Terry's
fine. I don't know about Terry, but I do love you.
And everybody loves Terry.
I know.
Yes, you just do. You just feel that thing. You just feel it. You know, you feel that. So we just got to love each other, you know, and when you do, you're going to feel good about everything. And so, and let me speak to Mark Milos. He loves me, you know? And so, hey, Mark,
I'm glad you got him. I forgot to call him back the other day. He called me and I completely flaked and didn't call him back.
See? He don't love you either. He don't love you either, Mark. See?
He's busy working for you.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, you guys seem to be aware he's doing something, so that's good. So maybe he is. That's good. Well,
Wow.
anyway.
You guys. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah, but you gotta love me a little more than you do them. You know. So, no, I'm messing with you. But I totally love you and all your family. Your family's amazing. You got a good family. You got not a good family, you got a great family. You know, your little guy, I get high every time I look at him. Oh my God, I get so high from him. You know, he just emits this vibration of you know, he's like beaming, you know. What's that like?
He's
Isn't he a
definitely.
love bug? I mean, what's it like to wake up with a kid like that every day? Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing. It's like having a pound of puppies.
It really is, right? Yeah, it's like that. So anyway, I just wanted to say hi to you. What's going on? Anything? What's happening? Anything? Any questions? Anything going on?
My brother visited from Colorado, so you know, so we were having a lovely day today as well. So yeah, the nephews came and visited, so it was a nice family day today. Yeah, a lot of love.
Good. Awesome. There you are. There you are. You sound like you're hiding something.
No, Matthew's right here in front of the camera, so come around.
Oh. Oh, that's cool.
Talking about him, so yeah,
Oh,
I've
that's
been
it. Yeah.
projecting healing to you and love to you and your leg. So hopefully, you know, hopefully.
And so guys, I was looking so forward. One of my most favorite things that I was looking forward to was Angela's throwing me this big birthday bash. Angela and who does all the booking stuff in Vegas and Michelle. And then my doctor informed me that I have to have a surgery on my leg during the same time. So I can't do both at the same time. So the surgery wins out, unfortunately. But then we're going to do our little party a little later, as soon as I'm dancing with 2 feet. And so there we go. So look forward to it. So thank you guys that were coming, and we're gonna make it a little bit later. Michelle will let you know when that is, as soon as we figure it out. But anyway, hey buddy, how are you? Yeah, hey, see, you get high. I'm telling you, see that face, you get high. There you are. Well, I love you, buddy. Love you a lot. You know,
Thanks. Thanks,
all
Gary.
right. Talk to you soon. Talk to you guys soon. There we go. Yeah. So all we need is love. So let's just do that. Let's just do that. And so we're gonna be fine. Aaron, what are you doing? Let me talk to Aaron Wong. Aaron, what you up to? You're like a love bug. You're easy. You know? Are you there?
Unmute yourself, Aaron.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, what's your question? You got something to ask me? What's going on?
Oh, I'm actually looking for a car because my car is like burning oil. I'm wondering if you can like help me find one or.
Well, here you go. Okay, let me show you. Okay, you want to
Okay.
manifest a car? You want to manifest a car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, imagine, and you can see spiritually, you see this car flying down? See, it's just going, it's twirling down from the sky. See it?
Yeah.
There you go. Now you see a set of keys land in your hand. Reach your hand out. Reach your hand out.
Okay.
There. Okay, now feel your hand get warm.
My whole body's warm.
Okay, take the keys and put them in your chest. Okay, now you've manifested your car, it'll show up. All right. And you better do it
Wow,
pretty
thank
quick.
you.
You better do it pretty quick because this car is going to blow up on you and you're not going to have anything to trade in because it's going to not, you'd have to push it down there or something. I'm serious. I'm not
I
joking.
know. I've been like kind of procrastinating on that, but that yeah,
Bad
I'm
idea.
ready.
Bad idea on this one. Yeah, go ahead and move right on. You'll see it'll happen real quick. Just go do it.
I know. Thank you, Gary. But I must say I've been doing your meditations that are like way back. Somehow it's been calling me to do your meditations like from way back, like the
Okay.
light orbs and like just breathing in the light and stuff. Oh my God, it's
Right.
so peaceful. I
Yeah,
like
it's very
everybody should go
powerful.
back to it.
Yeah, very, very
Yeah.
powerful. Very powerful. Yeah, see, there's no bad meditations. And see, anytime I'm doing a meditation, I'm really up there. I'm really up in these highest heavens. And sometimes when I go to a new heaven, I'm just jumping up and down and doing meditations every minute from that heaven. So when you guys go back in the archives of the website, really, really simple. You just go on online and go on the club website, on the online club website, and you're going to find all these great meditations. I mean, they're great. There's no bad ones. And so, and you're
Yeah,
going to,
they're really great.
yeah. And you're going to find it really does click in and really does work for you. Well, anyway, lots of love to you. I love you. Okay.
Thank you. Do you see anything on me? Like everything okay?
Tons of demons. Yep. No, I was just messing your day up. There we are. Let me look at you. There, you don't know. Feel how you feel now. You feel slightly warmer. You can have demons around your body, and you can also have demons sometimes in your body. And frankly, I had one in your body, and I'm just pulling him out now. And there we go. And look how you feel light. You can breathe. See, you actually
On and
breathe
off.
better. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And you many times today too, guys, we're empathing a lot of demons from other people. We're actually empathing a lot of dark energies sometimes from other folks. And when you do that, you're going to feel a little off. And when you clear yourself, you don't get it. You have to clear the other person. And when you clear the other person, then you fix yourself. And so this was a Calvin demon. That's what I saw.
Oh, that makes sense.
Does it? Okay. Anyway, there we are. But I just saw that. And so now then he'll feel a lot better. You feel a lot better too. Okay.
Thank you so much. Miss you. Can't wait to see you soon. Yeah.
Yeah, see you soon. See you soon. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Michelle. Love
you. Oh, I love everybody that you guys are spotlighting too.
Yeah, don't you? Right? Yeah, I'm picking love bugs. That's what I'm doing. And so let me speak to Katrina Casey. All right. Katrina.
You
I
gotta
started
listen to
hearing the
them.
Love Boat song in my head. And you younger people don't even know what that is. And then the Love
Hi,
Boat.
Katrina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey girl, you're looking good. What's going on with you? How are you these days?
I'm good. I'm almost at the time where I'm going to welcome my son soon, so I'm excited. I'm pregnant
Wow.
and I just got really warm.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I've had like
Well, you just welcomed him right there. You welcomed your son. I saw your son's spirit, and so it must be real soon. How soon is it?
Well, so my due date is December 8th,
Oh,
but
good.
I was at the doctor this week, and when I walk in, they take your blood pressure when you first walk in, and
Well,
my
no,
blood
I don't know. I don't know that. I've never been to the doctor with a pregnancy. But anyway, I'll take your word.
but so when I walk when for like the last couple of times, I get kind of nervous. And I walk in and I have a higher reading, like they don't want to see like one over 140 for your top number. And so I'll have like 143, but then like a few minutes later I'll be like 130. And then my doctor, she said that if it continues to kind of be like that, where it's like high and then it's low, then she'll want to talk induction for like safety, because she said that like after 37 weeks, which will be mean like 2 weeks, it's safer to deliver the baby than it is to have like fluctuating blood pressure or I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was kind of my question because like I'm not like worried about being induced. Like obviously there's smarter medical professionals around me, but I was wondering if you had
Good.
any insight or advice.
I think it feels like to me sooner than later, a little bit early is what I feel. And I don't know if they got the dates right or wrong or indifferent, but it feels like to me that it's a little sooner than later.
Well, when I first found out I was expecting, they did give me a later due date than what I would know it would be, but it would. They're the experts, so I just listen to them or try. I've been
Okay.
trying to be like, ignorance is bliss, basically. So, but is there anything like, I've been just trying to be calm and like positive most of the time and
That's
not
all
like,
you need to do.
okay.
Do that. No, it looks good to me. I feel great about it. I'm super excited for you. And I would like to think that I had something to do with getting you pregnant.
Oh,
And
thanks.
so that's
And my husband seems super excited too, so yeah.
Yeah, I think I conjured him up.
My baby or my husband?
Your husband.
Oh yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah, I remember. I
Yeah.
remember. So I'm
So
glad. Yeah.
he's still around.
That's great. He's super. He's super. You did really good. So did he. Anyway, good luck with the baby. I'm excited for you. Let me know.
Thank
Okay.
you.
All
Bye.
right. Happy babies.
Thank
There we
you.
go. She's a sweetie. She's a
Yeah,
sweetie.
they're cute.
You couldn't help but feel love from her. That was really a beautiful love vibe. Feels really, really good. I'm gonna speak to Alex Sanchez. Alex, what you doing? What
Hey,
you
Alex.
doing? Yeah, you just love everybody. You just don't know any better. Something's wrong with you.
I love everybody, Gary, and all the dogs.
Yeah,
Take
you're
care of
like
too.
Michelle. You're like a male version of Michelle. You know?
Come on,
Yeah, and
Alex. To help myself, but to hug and love, all that good stuff. And I was about to say, love is the
I
answer.
think so. I
Yeah.
think so. I think so. When I look at you, I'm looking to see if I see any negativity around you.
Okay.
A little bit on your lower back, actually. And I'm just getting it. This is sometimes negative energies from other people these days can affect your physical well-being. And so this feels like an empathable energy you picked up from somebody.
Okay.
And I'm just going to peel this off of you. And I saw it come off of two other people, actually. There we go. And so now then, so you feel really super light. Much
Yes.
better. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
have two things that I want to say. First off, I'm still high as a kite from the retreats. I'm just feeling in
Isn't
bliss.
it crazy what that does?
I'm
Wow.
legit out of this world. I'm still feeling it. I'm loving it. Oh my God. I could go on and on, but just know that I'm just high as a kite still.
Good. We'll stay that way. We'll
I
stay.
will for sure. I'll do my
So.
best. And then I wanted to ask you too, Gary. Are you able to see if my dad is proud of me?
He is now. What does that mean?
I'm not too sure.
Where is he?
Well, he passed on in
Oh yeah,
2012.
that's oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Oh, when he got to the other side, he says he's aware of who you are. He said, because you're the one that you're the family member that has the brightest light. And so he can see you from the other side. So he's very aware of who you are, and he's very aware, and he's very proud. And he said, that's the reason he answered that way. He says, you know, is he proud of you? And I heard he said, I am now. And so that's because of, and see, your hands got a flush of heat. You felt that like boom, you know, that came in. And so that's his energy. That's him projecting love to you. And so he loves you very much. He appreciates you. He said, and he said he's sorry he was an ass. I don't know if he was an ass, but he says he is. You know, he said that. A little bit of an ass.
That makes sense. Yes, it
All
does.
right. Well, he said he's good.
Thank you so much, Gary. And I
Hey,
love
good. Hey, love you. Good
you.
luck, buddy. Good
Thank
luck. Good luck. Your dad loves you too. You know, your dad's funny.
That made my day or made my night. Thank you.
Good. Good for you. Good for you, buddy. Good.
You.
Let me just look around. I'm just looking at
Hi,
you guys. You guys are beautiful. You guys got all kinds of beautiful stuff going on. You know, appreciate you so much. When you project love to one another and you just project love in general, it really does solve a lot of things. And it brings you to, I practiced this the other day. It brings you to an energy that does this. You know how if your energy does a little better and a little better and a little better, you know, you're doing good. You can clear your energy, it'll get a little bit better. You can do, you know, clear your energy again, it'll get a little bit better. You can clear the crazy people around you, friends and family, and you'll even get a lot better. So that getting a little better is a big deal. So you always want to continuously clear your energy every day, really super important. But when you project love to yourself, your energy field does this. Up it goes. Okay? So remember to love you. Remember, just love you. Love you a lot and then share it with everybody else. And then you're gonna feel a whole lot better. So I'm just talking about love all night because that's what we need. We just need to love each other. There we go. I'm just looking around you. Let me talk to Lisa Berger. Anyway, she's always a love bug.
Lisa Berger.
I got her right here.
Oh, she's oh
There you go.
Berger. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, girl. How are you?
I'm trying to unmute. Am I
You're unmuted.
unmuted?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, you're looking good.
Oh
You're
my
looking good.
God. Miss you guys so much.
Oh, miss you too. Love you. You're just really such a bright light. When I look at you, I see rainbows all around you. So when we were in Ojai, the rainbow energies, it was just like a valley full of rainbows, there where we were in the upper valley during the spiritual retreat. And those rainbows continued to keep coming and keep coming. And so if you project those rainbows to everybody, I would appreciate it. And that's just pure love.
Oh.
There we go. There we go. All right. Yeah, that's good. My hands are getting hot.
Come on.
My hands are getting really, really warm. There's Al. Hey, buddy. And so,
There we
yeah.
go.
Hey, there we go. And but I just see project love. Just project love with your hands like this. And now you will get, there we go, lots of love. And so, and I see, yeah, I just see from all of the dark energies that have attacked some of your higher selves, when you projected love to everyone and Al projected love to you, what I saw was, see, you got teary. You feel that teary thing? That's the healing energy. And so this beautiful healing energy melted darkness off of your higher selves that are way out in the cosmos. And some of them were captured in a dark energy out there, and it just melted darkness. It looks like black sludge almost. And so, and there we go. And I just cleared the rest of it off. There you go. You're looking good. Now everybody can capitalize on that, and all you got to do is just tap into your love. That's it. Really easy. Appreciate you.
And Gary, on the way to work this morning, I was trying to bring in the Ojai rainbows again,
You
you know,
did. Well, you
because
did. Yeah, it worked. You did. That's what I see when I looked around. That's all I see. And so that was a beautiful rainbow energy that just kept giving and still is. And so, and you just shared it with everybody. And I highly recommend you guys tap into this energy that she's projecting, that I'm projecting, and this is beautiful rainbow energy that's up in the upper valley of Ojai. And it's very contagious. And when you project it over to other people, it heals them up and what's messing with them. So there we go. Lots of love to you. Love you a lot. You and Al.
Oh,
Al's
thank you, thank you.
Easy to love.
I'm trying.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Yeah, you got stuck in a really nice pose. Woohoo! Yeah, it's perfect. Anyway, that was great. Cool. Michelle, who are we talking to? You pick somebody. Who you want to
Oh,
love?
thank
Who
you,
are we gonna
Gary.
love on? Who are we loving on?
Well, let's get someone new on. Tim McPhee and Marcy. Let's go ahead and spotlight them. Hi, Tim and Marcy.
Cool.
How are you?
Hey, Michelle, thank you. And hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hey guys, how are you?
Very
You know,
good.
I
All
love
right,
both of you
friend.
guys. I love both of you guys the same way. It's kind of a crazy thing. You guys have a super vibe, you know?
Whoa, I'm glad to hear that.
We appreciate
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, but you know you do. You just help people, right? Oh, you're the family members that everybody comes and leans on. Help me. Help me. I'm melting, right? Yeah,
This
that's
is
who you
true.
that's who
Yeah.
you guys are. Okay, you're adopted. There we are. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, ask me your questions. What's going on? What's going on?
I threw it up in your direct message, but I can say it so everybody else can hear it is we know that the scriptures are clear that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. But there's been some really powerful flesh and blood that has attacked us. And we know that they're powered by the principalities.
That's true.
But it's affected every aspect of our life and even the finances of those we love the most. And the people, as you said, that we spend our lives trying to help have now been attacked as a way to attack us. And so our good
Right.
friend Reuben, I know you know Reuben,
Yeah.
and Kevin,
Yeah.
both of them have spoken highly of you, and Reuben reached out to us tonight, said you'd be on. And so that's
Oh, cool.
why we're here. I've been reading your book and have done my first meditation. I'm excited about the next one. I just appreciate that so much. So that's where we're at. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's you might notice that I talked a lot about catching projections from other people tonight, and I kind of was saying it without saying it. And the reason, because I see it at an epidemic level, okay? And you guys, it sounds like that's exactly what's been happening to you. Like you've got people that are close in and they're going through something, and then, and you're empathing that, you see. And so, and then you're going through something because they're going through something, you see. And so, makes sense?
And
so,
yeah, and they're going through something because we're under attack too. So it's right. it becomes a vicious cycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me help you with that. Ask God for this. I want you to do this. I want you both to do this, okay? Because you both are magical together, really magical together. And so I want you just to say, heaven, God, angels, please give me the spiritual gift of what I need to clear myself. Okay, heaven, God, angels,
God, angels,
please give me the spiritual gifts of what I need to clear myself. To clear myself.
I need to cleanse myself.
What I need to cleanse myself.
Okay. And so first of all, the angels are handing you, that was a very odd way for me to tell you to ask, by the way. That is not common. That's not common for me to say it that way. And so, and I didn't know why they told me to say it that way, but now I do. The first gift you're getting, and you guys piggyback off their gifts. In other words, if they get this gift, you can get this gift. And so you're getting the gift of a harp, of an angel's harp, a little lyre harp. Okay. So she's getting the gift and you're getting the gift. Grab the gift. There we are. Bring it down. Now play your harp. Play your harp. Just strum the harp. And as you go to strum the harp, notice how she feels really warm in her hands. Feel that? Your hands are on fire. Feel that? That means that you have all this healing energy because you're playing this magical angel harp. And when you played this harp, your heart went from black to gold. And so this gave you a brand new heart. The harp gave you a brand new heart. And so, and then you would just say, thank you, angels, for the brand new heart. And thank you, angels, for the magical hands. And so, but see, this is what you do. See, not always can you get above your problems by your mental ability to think above them and your intellectual ability to be smart. You can't always, or your discipline, or whatever you got going, or money. You can't throw money at it and make it go away. But what happens is when you go to a spiritual level these days, you can get the magic it takes. So you got this beautiful harp that did this thing, and all you guys, if you get this harp and you play it, it will evaporate your problems. It really will, because the harp itself clears the energy for the gigantic angelic gifts to show up. And then I see God handing you both a golden brain. Grab your golden brain, pull it down into your head. Okay. And so all you guys, the golden brain will allow you to connect with your spiritual gifts coming and going. And so this will really, really work for you. Makes you understand everything. There you go. And so now then, see, your eyes got really warm and your head, your forehead got warm. See, you can feel that. And so she can feel that. And now you can feel your face, your cheeks got warm. And so that's because you got a gold brain in your noggin. And so that's really good. And so I'm looking to see if you got more spiritual gifts. I see God giving the gift of never ending rain of golden coins. This opens up a money channel, and this is going to light you up with your money. Okay. And so just say, God, I accept it. God, I accept it. Okay. There we go. Now it's raining golden coins and chunks of cash on your head. That feels really good. Feel how it's almost like you feel like you're taller, or I don't know how to explain it, but it's that feeling. And so if you guys want abundance, they're getting the mother load right now. You should actually just, you know, just pick up on that gift. And you just say, thank you, God, for my abundance. Were you needing abundance? Like now you need it to just work out a certain way is what it feels like. And I see it working out better than that way. So there you go. So you got more than luck on your side. And so that's what you can get above it with the spiritual gifts. You really can. And so there you go. Got rid of everything negative. Then you already got a brand new spirit because you somehow ended up with one. She does. You need one. So I want you to ask God for a brand new spirit. Say, God, give me a brand new spirit, please.
God, give me a brand new spirit, please.
Okay, this brand new spirit just slid down and went into your head. Okay, now your head is really warm and your hands are hot. Feel it?
Yes.
Okay, and so your brand new spirit will be able to hold the charge of these spiritual gifts that came down. She already had it, and so now you got it. And so there you go. And so so all you guys ask God for a brand new spirit, then you'll be able to hold a charge for the light you need to get you through. And there you are. You're good. You guys are great.
Gary, thank you. And I wanted to tell everybody else, when you asked them to grab the harp and play it for themselves, I got it all over again, but like 100-fold from these people. So they
Right
for themselves, but it came
that's
right
the way
back
it works.
To me again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it works. See, when other people get it, then you actually get blessed over and over and over. That's what it's like. So why would you not want to be one with everybody? And why would you not want to help everybody? And see, that's what oneness is. And oneness is very powerful these days. And so is noneness. And so you don't want to be on the noneness side. You want to be on the oneness side. So there you guys go. I love you guys. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Keep loving everybody. They're nice. Michelle, they're nice folk. Put them in the nice folk category.
Okay. They're on the list.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. I love it. I love it. I love it. Who else you got, Michelle?
Well, of course, everyone loves Lindsay. We haven't seen her in a while. Hey, beautiful.
Hey, you're in love. So when people are in love, they kind of go missing in action.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a little busy. I'm in love, you know.
I'm busy, yeah. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. We're good, honey. We're good. Good. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I mean, this is happening.
Yay. Look at you. I can't tell. You don't look. I can't. Oh, yeah, I can tell. Oh, yeah, now I can tell. Yeah.
You're sexy.
You look pregnant.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little bit. Well, I'm kind of wondering if you can help clear up my work situation to get me through until March and take care of the boo-boo. I don't have a whole lot of other stuff going on. We're planning a trip soon, but you know,
that's good. I see you looking good. Yeah, sure. I see you looking good. Here's the thing. But I'm just clearing you. Is it the blouse she's wearing, guys? Anyway, I'm telling you, you know, when you're pregnant, you also grow up here, right? Is that just that's just right? Okay, you know, he must be loving this, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think so. I saw all kinds of visions. Anyway, I think you guys are just cute as can be. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for your family coming. That's going to be really great. You know, you got to come and visit me. You got to come and visit Uncle Gary. You know.
Yeah, we're gonna come.
I promise to help spoil your child.
Please do. Yeah, I got Sky Miles. We'll come.
Oh, good. Perfect. Perfect. That's good. That's good. Michelle will help spoil them too. Michelle's like,
yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm clearing you off and everything looks really, really good. You're looking really good. I'm clearing everything off. He's got some great opportunities coming work-wise. Does he know?
Probably doesn't know, but he's applying. So it'll be good. It's all coming.
Oh, okay. He applied. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I see that working. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there we are. Yeah.
We're working on a house and
yeah,
getting that next summer. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, everything looks great. Everything looks great, including you. You look great. I'm just clearing off anything I see negative. Not much. I want you to ask God for a new spirit. Okay. Yeah. Ask God for a brand new spirit. There we go. All right. And so I got you a spirit for two.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so you're going to need it. And so I see you for the spirit for two. And so there we are. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Work's just, thank you. Work's just got me down lately. So
yeah,
we're just
better.
Working through that. Okay, good.
Not an issue. Temporary. Okay?
Excellent.
All right.
I love you guys.
Luck.
I love you so much. Oh my God, I love her so much.
Yeah, you could not love her, right?
I know. That's why I get her on.
Oh, let's speak to Mario Marino. Can I speak to him?
Oh my God, I love him too.
Yeah, speaking of people you cannot not love, you know?
Been a
He's
while
like
since
that. And he projects love to everybody. And I always, you know, he does it so much that I'm like, Mario, what's wrong with you? You project so much love to everybody. Hey buddy, how are you? Can you hear us?
Can you unmute?
Oh, there we go.
Did you unmute him?
Yeah, Matt,
okay,
Matt's
right
getting
now.
On mute.
Go ahead and
He looks
unmute.
like Mario, you look like you're landing the space shuttle.
Two different
oh, he's
spots.
In two right. different spots. Oh, you want to get the other one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's ask him to unmute on that one.
Let me shut up. Let me shut up.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Turn your video on, Mario.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to use my phone.
He's on two different. He's on two
there.
Different. Oh, we'll see you.
We'll take this one off.
There
now,
you go. Unmute that one now.
Now unmute that one.
When you...
Okay.
Oh. There you
okay,
go.
There you go.
Yay.
Got you.
Now we
oh my
got
God,
you.
It's been forever.
I know.
And,
now you're looking good. Now you're looking really, really good. You know,
thanks,
what's it like being you, buddy? You actually do really love everybody.
I do my best because I do have oneness, and I try to. When I heal myself, I feel like I want to heal everybody. So
yeah, you totally do. Yeah, more so than almost anybody I've ever read. And so I just wanted to say that. But when I look at you, I got you all clear. And when I'm opening up your energy field, where whatever spiritual gifts you get will come to you that you need.
Yeah.
And you got a gift of this. You got a gift of these rainbows that we got when we were in Ojai. And at the spiritual retreat. And so I see those beautiful rainbows moving down around your energy field, around your house, around your dad, around your world, around. I see all this moving around you guys. And so there you go. And so, see how you feel really light and really warm right now? You know,
yeah.
Those are going to really help you. That's what I see. And so
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you never know which spiritual gift is like the one that the angels thinks important or God thinks is important, but they actually know the difference. And so, but that'll really help you. That's what I feel. I feel good about that.
I project it to everybody here listening in and all your loved ones and family and friends
cool.
and the world.
Thank you. My hands got really hot when you raised your hands. Okay. And so that's really important, guys, to realize how important it is to share your spiritual gifts and how powerful it is to share your spiritual gifts. Like the guy before you a minute ago, he says, when everybody else got the harp gift that I got, he goes, I got really high. And so so that's what happens. You get it. And so just realize how impathable your gifts are and also how impathable the negative energies are. So you want to clear those all the time, and you want to realize that you do pick up stuff from other folks. And so then when you project nasty to other people, then you pick up all the nasty. And when you project love, when you project love to other people, you do project the love. You project the love, but you also pick up the love. And so it works like that. And so,
okay, so, awesome.
Yeah,
I have a question. I'm a new uncle. My sister had a baby. I know
hey.
You know talking about, because the last time we spoke on a reading back at the, I guess it was January. Yeah, the day the baby was becoming born, and then I called you, but I just want to see because she and her husband do argue a lot, and I was like, I need to talk to Gary to help clear these negative vibes, and I don't want it to affect the newborn baby either.
Right. Yeah, let me get this cleared off. Okay, there we go.
And the household. Okay.
Easy to do. Easy to do. There we go. Now she's glowing. He is too. There. Yeah, he's just stressing. He's kind of stressing crazily, but she's okay. And so I see it looking good. There we are. Fixed it. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate
great
it. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. We love you.
Guys,
oh, he's awesome.
Great. He's a creative.
Just love him.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but love
That's
him.
Good. Cool. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Kathy Machete. Did I say that right? Where'd she go? Right here.
You got her?
Oh, wait, she stepped away. Let me go to somebody else first. I'll
Okay.
come back.
Go
Glenn
to Colette.
Esposito, we love him.
Glenn, unmute yourself, Glenn.
How are you?
Hey. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. It's great to see you.
Hey, great to be here. Great to be seen. And so what's your question? Tell me what's going on.
So I'm in the process of looking for a new career opportunity. I didn't know if you noticed anything or what, how long it might
Yeah.
take.
Well, you got two that I see showing up, and they're almost at the same time. But in one's sort of in your face or right where you are, and one may be further, like a long distance thing. And you may like the long distance thing actually, which is probably not what you would think. And so, but I do see some op an opportunity, and it's a little further away. Also a chance to work remotely a little bit,
Okay, good.
and so, but whatever this is feels good. And both do actually. But you may like that one once you get to really looking at it. And,
Okay, excellent. Do you see it coming down pretty soon or further out or?
I think real soon, like next week or week after
Oh.
close.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Are
Excellent.
you applying for quite a few things?
I am actually, yes.
Okay, good. All
Yeah.
right. Yeah, it looks like you get an opportunity, two opportunities, and all you need is one. So
Okay.
yeah, so
Excellent.
there,
Excellent.
yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Do you see any darkness on me or anything that you think you should clear?
Not now. Get rid of it. That's the reason you're feeling warm. Feel how warm your hands are? Your hands are
Yes, they
getting
are.
crazy warm, right? There you go. You guys, you can see him starting to sweat a bit. You had this very unusual block. This was a kind of a crazy energy block, but a lot of people have this recently. And it's an energy block that looks like it's almost, if you have a windshield and you're wiping the fog off, right? It looks like that. So it's on the outside of your body, of your skin, and when you wipe it off, you start to glow you through. But it looks like you, but it's a instead of being fog, it looks black, like it almost looks like soot or something. But I just wiped you off, shined you up. Look at that. Now you're all golden.
And what does that block you from when you have that?
Yes. Yes.
Just everything?
Everything.
Oh,
I
really?
really,
Okay.
yeah, it really, really does. And that's what I did when I was looking at you. I was thinking, what in the world is up? Right. And so, but then I realized that's the block you had. And so you guys, you want to ask God for this golden handkerchief. That's the spiritual gift to get this off. And so ask God now.
God, I please have the spiritual gift of a golden handkerchief.
There we go. Okay. And so now I got this gift when I got the Dalai Lama gift. Okay, when they gave me this little hanky, and so now I want you to just rub it on your face. Look at that. See? Look how warm you're getting. See?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you can feel it. You can feel it. It sounds crazy, but you can feel it on your skin. And so that matters. And so now you just cleared yourself off and you look fantastic. And so
Excellent. God
there we go.
bless.
Hey,
And
you.
speedy recovery for you too, Gary. We're
Thank
all praying
you.
for you.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am getting better, by the way. It's kind of one of those things where you get better while you're still healing. You're going through the process. And so I'm doing pretty good. And so there we go.
Excellent.
Thank you
Thank you.
guys for that. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you,
you. Thank you.
Glenn. Thank you.
Oh. All right.
There we
I'm
go.
gonna go
And
back to
I had a monk. Did you say, Michelle, today I had one of the monks called you and
Geshe.
praying
Yeah.
for me.
Geshe
Yeah.
Sage Wong's he called me. He likes to FaceTime me. So he
He's
but he
because you're
called me.
pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dean, you got a monk hitting on Michelle now.
No.
Jeez.
Yes,
Yep.
they're
I
funny.
can't compete with that.
He called me for you, Gary. He said he wishes to talk to you, but he said he's been praying for you a lot. He's been sending you blessings, and he really hopes that you feel better.
Well,
And that if
thank you. I
you want
do.
to ever talk to him, just let me know.
All right. Perfect. I will. Yeah. I like the,
You
I
are.
actually like the monks and love the monks. And
Yeah. They're
they're They're amazing. I learned a lot. I learned a lot of stuff in Ojai from these guys. These guys were crazy, 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 amazing.
Yeah, he's actually still coming to Vegas, and he said they're doing the medicine mandala, the medicine Buddha mandala. So, I mean, he said he's going to dedicate that to you.
Oh my God, thank you. Tell him thank you. I'll tell him. That's
Okay.
perfect. That's good. I want to talk to Christina's iPhone if she's got something she wants to ask.
Oh, okay. I'll cross her off my list. I'll go back to you, Kathy, in a minute.
Christina.
Not okay. Wait, which there's three Christinas, right?
There.
You got her,
Yeah,
Mark?
there you are.
I don't see a Christina iPhone.
Oh
Oh, hold
no. Did I read it wrong?
on. Oh, I could type in iPhone. I don't see.
Oh, it's
C
probably with the.
C R I.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, there, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. I'll cross off.
Hi.
Hey girl, what you got going? You have a bunch of angels around you dancing. They look like
I
can-can
do?
girls. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. So you have angels dancing. I don't know what they're dancing about, but anyway, ask me your question. What you got going?
oh, well, I don't know. I feel like every time I try to like ask for something, if I'm making the right decision, if it comes to my love life or switching a job or whatever it is, I feel like something's there tricking me for like a wrong answer. I don't know if
Okay.
I imagine it or if you see it or am I not seeing or am I
Not
actually hearing that or.
every well, what you're picking up on, you're picking up on a higher self of this is you empathing somebody else's junk, okay? You're picking up on a negative higher self of an old boyfriend or an old relationship. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, he's
You gotta
not a
hate.
person to me at all. He did
He's
contact me, I think 3 weeks ago, and he ghosted me a year ago, and he just contacted me because he saw me in my new truck.
Oh, look at you. He's like,
I
hey, you
know.
look like you're doing really good, girl. Hey,
I
baby.
was
Remember
like, oh,
me? I'm your machismo dude. Yeah. Anyway, right. He could do I can't even say it. Anyway, he could do a commercial for underwear. I think
now.
or something like that. That's what
I
he could
don't
say.
know.
You
I
know.
don't know. I haven't seen him in a year, but it's him that's
Yeah.
blocking that.
He's
Okay.
a hater.
Really? Or is
Yeah.
it my son's dad? I can see that with him.
He's a hater too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not him.
I'm
He don't
glowing too
he
much for them.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah, but I think they project a lot of negative energies at
Okay.
you. You know, like they think of you and either they're jealous 'cause they don't have you. Or
Yeah.
they
Well,
just
they don't
want to hate
want me.
you.
They're the ones who left me. So
Well, you would think, right? You would
it's
think. And but let me clear that off of you. Let me do both, okay? Because you're
like,
getting negative projections from both. Okay.
right.
And so the daddy I'm going at, and there we go. I'm just clearing it now. Look how you feel now.
I don't know. I kind of feel like emotional.
Yeah, well, the reason you do, honey, is because I just healed you. You've had all this negative energy basically killing you. Okay? And now you don't. And that's the reason you're crying.
Thank you.
You see? Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm
I
not
keep
sorry. I'm
trying to
glad.
find good men, but I just can't
Yeah.
come across one, you know?
Well, you're so beautiful. I could like Michelle, we need to start a little line. We could hook you up.
She's breathing and
Please.
she's still
Yeah.
lovely. So I don't see why.
Yeah.
Whoever she gets as a man, he's gonna be a lucky man. Thank
Yeah.
you.
And Michelle's got 400 nephews. She'll hook you up.
Oh, yeah,
They're all good
I
looking. Michelle don't have an ugly person in her family, so they're all pretty, you
live
know.
in
So
Arizona. Thanks, Gary.
yeah. So there we go. But I'm just clearing you. Now you'll find that you'll be at least 10 times luckier in love. When you have somebody projecting a mojo to your love,
Yeah.
your love is mojo. Okay. And that's
Oh,
what that was. And so I just cleared that. Now let me go to the other one. Okay.
okay.
The other one is projecting, he's got a lot of insecurity. And so,
Yeah,
you know,
I pulled him off when he contacted me, so I'm sure he's not.
yeah. And so I'm just clearing him. And so there we are. I'm clearing what's around you. There you go. Now you see your hands feel a little warmer. So your
Yeah,
hands
they
feel.
felt sweaty.
Yeah. Okay, honey. So now you'll be okay. Now you'll start to feel really good, right? Now I want you to ask your angels. Okay, I cleared everything. Ask God for a new heart first. Say, God, give me a new heart, please.
God, please give me a new heart.
Okay, reach up and grab it. There you go. Pull it into your chest. Oh, there you go. Oh,
Thank
wow. It almost took your breath away when it went in. You feel that? It was
you.
like, yeah, there we
Yeah.
go. Now you're really warm inside. That feels really good. Okay, there we are. Ask God for a soulmate.
God, please allow me to have a soulmate.
There. I saw him put a hand in your hand. There you go. Hold the hand. Hold the hand. Grab it. There you go. Ah, look how warm you got now.
My hands are shaky.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way it feels. And so it goes up in the higher dimensions. You're holding hands with your soulmate. That's
Okay.
what you're doing. And so
When
there
can
you
I connect with him? Is it soon?
go. Well, if you connect spiritually, and so for all you people who are looking for the soulmate, say, God, hook me up with my soulmate and raise your hand up, and you'll find that he'll put the soulmate's hand in your hand. That's how you do it. There we go. One of your hands is much warmer than the other. Feel it? It's a little different feeling, a little tingly.
Yeah,
Yeah,
my right one.
that's the one that's holding hands with this.
Okay.
Okay. And
Thank
so,
you.
and there you are. So now you're holding hands with your soulmate, and now you'll find your soulmate.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you.
well, we had to get rid of those nasty projections, and now you're
Yeah.
good. There we
Thank
are. Perfect.
you.
Big
Thank
kiss. Big
you.
kiss, honey. Now I see why the angels were all over the place. I'm watching angels running around all over behind. And the reason I'm seeing that is because they're trying to hook you up with your soulmate, and they just did. So there we go.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank
And you also have the cutest kid alive. So there we go.
you. Say hi, puppy. Hi.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. He's magic. His name's Magic.
Magic, I know. He,
Serious. They're
a lot of
beautiful.
people are drawn to him for some reason.
Yeah, it's because he's magic. That's it. That's perfect. Good luck, honey. You guys are
Thank you. I
beautiful.
appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate you. Appreciate
Beautiful.
you.
Thank
There you
you.
go.
I don't think she'll have
Oh,
any.
Michelle, you could feel the love come. You could feel that, right?
And
Yeah.
she's got such a cute son too.
Yep.
Oh, she'll
Oh,
be
that's
fine.
good. She'd be fine. She'd be fine. Oh my God, I'm looking around. I'm looking around. You guys are just magical tonight. I really appreciate you. You know, but when you project enough love, everything just works. I want to speak to a Christina Vega, if I could see how
Okay,
she's
I'll take
doing.
her off my list too.
Oh, she was on your list? Oh, cool.
Yep. Let me
Yeah.
go ahead and take her
Go
off.
ahead and unmute Christine, please. There you
Yeah, I love your bracelets. Those are pretty. Hey, girl, what's your
Hi,
question?
Harry. Well,
Hey.
actually, I wanted to just thank you. The last time we talked, you helped heal my heart. So, grief is much, much better for me after losing my husband. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Getting out of bed and smiling again. So I'm
Good.
really, really feeling much better. So thank you so much for that. So that's really
Hey.
what I wanted to say.
Oh, thank you.
So
You're
thank you
welcome.
for that. Yes. And we are still having trouble with my husband's family, but it's actually escalated a little bit. So we're actually being harassed again. So I was just wondering if you saw anything or if you could help us out. The harassment started with posts on Facebook, some really awful things, but now our cameras around the house have caught things where they're passing by the house, and it's just I just don't know if I need to go back to the authorities, like call the police. I'm not really sure, but it's just the kids and I at home now, so.
Okay, I got you. You're a little afraid. Let me ask God for the spiritual gift to help you. Just looking. Give me a minute. There we go. Okay, ask God for the spiritual gift to make you feel peace.
God, can I have the spiritual gift for peace?
There you go. Okay, when you reached up, there's a little box and it has doves in it, little birds. Doves, for real. And this is the same spiritual gift of peace that comes from It's a gift of love and it's a gift of peace. And this will come from what's the saint that's with the animals? Saint Francis. There we are. And so this is like the gift of Saint Francis. Okay. And so there we go. And now then there. And now I see all these doves flying around everywhere. Beautiful. There you go. See how you feel? See, it feels good. So the gift of peace and the gift of love. You're gonna find that'll work for you, okay? And so
thank you.
There you go. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I see a lot of love coming your way too, sooner than later. All right.
Can you tell my husband hi for me?
Of course.
Yeah. I miss him. I still feel him around, but I miss him.
He blew you a big kiss. There we go. And so now you felt your lips got warm. You felt that. Isn't that weird? You felt that. I felt your lips go hot. Okay.
And I know he loves me no matter what his family says.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. Big kiss. Good luck, honey. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aww. You're welcome. I'm glad you're feeling better. Stay that way. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. That gift of peace and that gift of peace and love with the dove thing, that's like your really big deal. So if you guys need peace in your world and love in your world, ask for the St. Francis gift. That really does work. And so I see it, you know, coming down to you. There we go. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Very good. Michelle, who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to go back to Kathy since she wasn't there when I called on her, but Kathy Machetti. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, she's there now. Awesome.
Good to see you.
Thanks for a while.
Hey, girl.
It's a neighbor and he's troubled. And he disappeared 8 days ago. We don't know where to look for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was he on some medication or was he off? Really
he's
off?
He's diabetic.
Okay.
And he drinks.
Oh, yeah. Bad idea. And so.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. I think he's alive. So if that's the question.
Oh, I hope so. Can you see where maybe he is? Where to look for him?
He would go to this little spot that he used to go get drunk at. You know? And so that's what I see. And so feels like he's got friends there. Does that make any sense? Do you know about this or you don't know?
I don't go out drinking with him or anything, but
okay, all right. Well, that I'm
but
saying.
I'll ask his best friend who lives with him across the street. Maybe this okay. will help him.
It seems like that makes sense, but I just projected a lot of light, and I put a little golden road. I put a little golden road in front of him, and I think he may show back up. Okay.
Oh, I hope so. Yes.
So that's
would
what
be good. I have one more thing.
Okay.
My husband passed away. 14 months ago.
Sorry.
He didn't hardly die.
Is he what?
He died 14 months ago. Okay. And I was just wondering if he was in heaven because he was on so much medication during hospice.
He's just telling me to tell you don't need a medication now. He's quite happy, you know? He was one that even though he was on a lot of meds, he went straight to heaven. So he got there, you know? And so I think maybe your love, you projected a lot of love and maybe you tried to cram him into the light or whatever, you know, go to the light, you know? And so
I was there holding his hand.
Oh,
and,
okay. Yeah. Well, your
music videos with the men.
Yeah. Well, your love projection to him. Got him right in the light. Yeah. Yeah. He went right in. So he said getting easy was easy because you helped. And so he says, and then he made jokes and says, you know, that thing where you do everything for him, he says.
I did.
Yeah. He says, you even done that. He said, so you even got him to heaven. And
yeah.
So, but he tells me to tell you he's doing good. He's happy. He's around a dog. And so I don't know who the dog is, but I see him around a dog. And so this might have been something he had early in his life.
Can you say, can you see the dog, like what color it is, or
It's got long ears.
long ears? I'll have to ask his brother about that.
Okay, it feels like a maybe a childhood dog, but that's what it
Yeah,
feels like to me. And so, but
I'll
it's
ask his
anyway.
brother about that. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, lots of love to you.
I missed you.
He says he loves you. Okay, and
Yeah, and
so,
I love you too. I've missed you guys.
hey, take care. There you
Thank you
go.
so much, Michelle and Dean.
Oh,
You're
thank you,
welcome.
Kathy.
Thank you. Oh,
Yeah, I just see
it
all this
hurt
light.
you.
I see all this light. I see all this light. I see you guys have really done well to open up your love chakras. And so, again, I want you to, if you think you vaguely need a new heart, ask God for a new one. Just say, God, give me a new heart, please. God, please give me a new heart that's capable of loving more. There we go. Reach and grab this heart, pull it into your chest. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There we go. Thank you, God. And see, that really worked for some of you guys. Some of you guys feel super, super warm and super, super light. And so that's because that gift is a really strong gift. Let me speak to Ethan, if I could.
Ethan?
Or Benjamin, rather. Excuse me.
Oh, Ben?
Who?
Okay.
Benjamin.
Hey, buddy.
And Yannick?
I got it. Yep, go ahead. Go ahead on mute.
Ben.
Hello.
We
Hey,
love you guys
buddy.
too.
Yeah,
Yeah, we do too.
you got this big old giant golden heart that I saw come down and then it exploded and went to everybody in your family. You know?
That's
Yeah.
good.
When you get spiritual gifts, when you get Benjamin, when you get spiritual gifts, do you share them with your family immediately?
I try to. I try to. Just to share it with as many people as I can imagine, you know.
Good.
Most
It
of the time,
works.
I most of well, that's good. Good. I'm glad God allows it to be. Most of
Yeah, well, see,
the
that's
time,
your
I think you have
intentions.
to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your intentions. See, and so I saw the spiritual gift of a heart come down there, and then it came down to the earth dimension, and then it exploded and went to all these other people. And
Thank
especially your family members, but to other people. That's what I saw. So, see, that's because that is your intention. And see, when people have this intention is really such a big deal these days, guys. And so when you have these beautiful intentions and you project this, you're going to find it really lands and it really happens. But I saw that. That was a different way for me to see a spiritual gift show up. And I thought, what is that? Oh, okay. So it's because you're projecting it to everybody else. Okay.
Oh, thank God I can do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you can love me anytime you want. If you get a little bored, just project me love. I love it. I do the same. I do the same. And
Cool.
so,
Thank
ask me, you got a question, buddy? Anything going on?
you.
Well, I did. Do you have a question? Here's Janet, by the way. No? Okay. That's all right. Well, I just had, let's see what comes to mind. Oh, one of the, okay, since I am not able to validate these myself, at least in full confirmation yet, I wanted to not confirm, I wanted to ask and see who you were able to tell Yaneth was in her previous life, or maybe my brother Matthew as well.
Oh, okay. You're going to previous life stuff. That's
Yes.
digging deep. When you got to start asking about previous lives because your life is so good, that's a good life. So you're having a pretty good life here. You know, when you know what sticks out, you know, when I look at you know, when I look at your this is interesting. The inter most interesting thing, your wife was a man in a previous life and he was a woman.
Wait, what was that?
Your wife was a man in her previous lifetime.
Really? Wow,
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah. So when she's a little bossy and stuff, just know what that is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. She's just telling you, you know, she's like, I run the show here, dude.
I see
So,
that as a confident strength, so that's good. Everything has a
yeah.
reason, you know? So
No,
that's
I think
true.
it's great. I think she's
It
great. And
makes sense for Matthew too. It makes sense for Matthew because he's very, I think he cares a lot about his kids in almost the way that he has patience in a way that a mother does. So I think.
Oh, there we are. So yeah, no, he's very maternal. He's very maternal. He's very kind. You know, he's very sweet, and so those are not bad traits. Those are makes him a very marketable dude. You know, because he has these energies, and so but you know, we're in many lifetimes. So like one time you're male, the next time you're female. You know, who knows, right? And so that's confusing to some. And so, but there we are. So that was the most interesting thing about both of everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you for letting me know.
Hey, good luck. Your wife's like, what? anyway, so there you go. Well, have fun.
All right. We will. All right, love you guys.
You too. Aww. There we go. Let me just look. I'm just clearing you off. I'm seeing a lot of you guys that really need clearing. And so if you ask God for a very sharp, and this is like a diamond-edged sword, this is the one he seems to be giving today. And so ask God for the diamond-edged sword. Thank you, God. May I have the diamond-edged sword, please? Take the diamond-edged sword and just clear around you. And I saw it. It's got a mind of its own. Sometimes you have auto swords. This is an auto sword, and it will actually clear the dark energies and demons all around you. And it just kind of takes off on its own and just whacks everything. And so there you go. Now you'll notice you feel really warm. That's because you used an auto sword, and it's continuing to go and go and go. And it runs to infinity. It's pretty amazing. There we go. All right, good. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. Okay, I've got Ryland Dragoshi.
Oh.
Unless it's Ryland, but I think it's Ryland. Ryland Dragoshi. Hi, Ryland. Can you unmute yourself?
Is this good?
Yes. Yes, perfect.
Perfect. Hello, Gary. Great to meet you finally. I've heard great things from Kevin as well, from the gin, and heard about great things from my buddy Jared, and Louie's been around with you quite a bit as well, so in their place. I'm really glad to meet you finally in this,
oh,
in this
good. Space. Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, what's your question? What's your question, buddy?
Certainly, brother, certainly. So I've got a couple of good things. So one of them is, hello everybody. So I've got my couple of quick healing things. One is this throat that's been a bit, you know, it's been a bit red in the end, and that really doing the trick. And then there's this foot that's been there for a couple of years. And then there are these eyes that I was born without the physical sight. So just anything you can see through those. And then just kind of anything with direction of being able to know, you know, either what's next in life, other visiting cousins, or seeing why when I make a first trade, I do well, and then it tips off a little bit, and then it doesn't, the initial beginners doesn't continue. So any of those things, anything you see, you know,
I see something very interesting. Awesome. I see something very interesting with you. And so you were born with, can you hear me?
Yes.
So yeah, you were born with eyes that do not see, right?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. When, you know, I have to be honest, this is kind of a funny story.
Uh-huh.
I was drunk by the pool, in Orlando at a hotel, because I had a day off after not having a day off for a long time.
Okay.
This was years ago, and I closed my eyes and I saw someone walking across the pool, walking across the, you know, around the edge of the pool. And,
yes.
And I opened my eyes, because my eyes, I could see, and the person was walking. It was this beautiful girl, and she was walking, and I saw her with my eyes open. And then I realized I shut my eyes and I saw her with my eyes closed. Okay.
Yeah,
and I realized I was physically seeing through my mind's eye, not my eyeball, not my eyes, not my physical eyes. Okay.
Wow.
And I see that you have that ability.
Yeah.
Feel how your hands got real warm right then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that means I told you the truth. Okay, let me practice, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. I want you to imagine your third eye in the center of your head.
Yeah.
And okay, and it's attached to the frontal lobe of your brain.
Yeah.
And so I want you to go up into there. Okay, and you're okay now. Then you see light at the top. See light at the top.
Yes. It's kind of streaking from the forehead towards this way, almost like a sort of double triangle pyramid.
But you can see that light. See it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay. If you continue focusing there, you'll get to where you can see. Is this sounds crazy, but you're going to be able to see without eyes.
Awesome.
I mean, you'll really get to where you can turn up the volume on that. I've heard of people that could do it. I can do it, but you can do it.
Wow,
And so that light that you're seeing at in that pyramid thing, if
yeah.
you that'll you'll be able to see what's in front of you through that space.
Oh wow, so that pyramid is like a portal. That's super cool because I
Yeah.
very specific process I saw it when I was at a session with Evan as well. So that's super cool. So it's coming out. And the cool thing is, I will add is this actually concentrated energy on all those other things that I was asking about. It warmed up to that, warmed up to that, outlook on that, creating. They said it just kind of went to all those other places that I asked about along with this one,
Isn't that crazy? And so, but you're very psychic, and all the way to the point of being able to see through your third eye. And so not only will your third eye function as a psychic vision to things going on around you, but it will function as a vision. And so I would not have known that if I didn't get drunk by the pool that day.
Yeah,
And
it's
so
super
anyway.
cool. So what do I do with it? Do I just focus on certain things, or what do you want me to do with it now that I've
Just
really...
play with, just be aware that you really have it. I'm just
Awesome.
letting, I'm just acknowledging that you have a very rare gift. I've only, maybe I've seen this in, oh God, through the years. This was many years ago. This is probably 30 years ago when I remember this.
Wow.
And so, but I've only saw maybe two or three other people that had this.
Oh wow, with the blindness
And
and yet seeing. Wow. That's
yeah,
cool.
and so and I did this show. I did this show one time where I'm driving a car blindfolded, and I'm running around an obstacle course. I think it's up online. You guys look at it, you'll find it
Find
interesting.
it.
And I could do it, right? And they're like, "How do you do that?" And I, well, that's how I do it. There's the trick.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. This was amazing. It was the perfect. I mean, I've always thought, imagine, I wonder what we're gonna talk about when we have our first conversation. I'm like, wow, this was the time. This was when it was meant to be.
Well,
Super
you're
glad.
very special. Jared told me all about you, so it's cool. Nice to meet you in person.
Right. Nice to meet you
Better
as
meet.
well. And God willing, in other environments, we'll meet even in more person, if you know what I mean.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
And shoot me emails and let me know how this vision thing is coming, because I find this to be really super interesting, very different, very odd, and very interesting.
Will do
Okay.
for sure. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right. Good
Thank
luck. Good luck.
you.
Bye.
That's so cool.
Oh,
Michelle,
this.
was that as cool for you as it was for me?
It was. That's why I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Good job,
And
Gary.
that, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, you never know. You never know. And so, Christy Moore, what you doing? What's up, girl? How are you? Yeah. If you're ever running short on love, you can always talk to Christy Moore. There we go. Hey, my girl, what you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's your question? What's happening? You got any great more grandbabies and things? And you're.
Spent all the
What?
time with my grandsons. I got the other two coming in the morning. I'm just living the grandma life. I love it.
You don't even look like a grandma, though. We got to do something. You're not looking grandma-like,
You see.
Anyway, yeah. So what's your question? What's happening with you?
Yeah, well, I didn't even have to raise my hand. I do have a question. I always have questions, don't I? My blood pressure really, it's been running high, but it really spiked like on Wednesday, and it kind of scared me.
Right.
And so I've been monitoring it. I know I need to lose weight. If I do, I know that will help lots of health things. But like in the immediate right now, is there anything you can clear? Do you see anything with my
Well,
heart?
I'm clear. I just heard lose weight. I heard the same thing.
I know.
But I think, you're one of these people. You're like, and I have this kind of same thing, but you have like a 10-pound threshold, and if you're above it, your blood pressure will go high, and if you're below it, your blood pressure will be normal.
Okay.
So if you lose 10 pounds, you're going to straighten up.
Okay, can I take this one step further then? I've had eating disorder demons in the past, and I deal with eating disorder stuff. It has been just off the walls lately. It's been really, I've been struggling a lot. And the more I try to lose weight, like the harder it feels like it gets. What's
that? Let me help you.
Thank you.
One, two, three, four eating disorder demons. I got them. Now then, notice how you're starting to feel warm in your belly. Feel that? Really warm. Yeah. Well, I got rid of them. You'll be all right. There you go. It's okay.
Gary, I love you.
Hey, I love you too. It's normal to tear up. When you tear up, that just means you got healed. That's all it is. So there you go. Yeah. See, now you feel really good. There.
I'm really light. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be all right. There we go. Now your stomach's hot. There. Yeah. It more eating. No more eating disorder demons. Got them. There we go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling on me. I miss you. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. There we go. Perfect. Good. There we go.
We love you, Christy. You're so
lucky. You guys too.
Gary, I need that too. Eating disorder demons.
Okay. Let me look. Let me fix it. You lose
like 50 pounds too.
50 pounds.
Okay.
You weigh 130.
40. Okay, 30.
There we are. I just now cleared it off. You're gonna feel much better.
Thank you, Gary.
You'd empathed it from somebody. You got a family member, one of your 300 nieces or what? Somebody. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Now you look better. There. Good. 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 I want to speak to Carletta. Hey, Carletta.
Oh, we love Carletta.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're ever shy, love, all you gotta do is talk to Carletta and you'll be full of it. Hey, thank you for
what's up, Gary.
Hey girl, and now you know, thank you for coming to the retreat. You brought a beautiful light to it and a lot of love. Thank you for that.
Thank you. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. One of the lifetime great experiences that I've ever had. And so
Well, you're very welcome, and we want to do more of those. We're going to do more great life experiences and more retreats. That was a beautiful retreat we had in Ojai, California. Thank you for coming. You made it. You made it joyful. And so, what's your question tonight? What you got going?
You know, I just recently really retired.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It seems like my body is going through some withdrawals or something. As far as like I've been having like arm pain, like soreness, because I would stand at my workstation a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I just started fasting today, so I know that I need to fast. I've gained a lot of weight this year. Mm-hmm. And this is the heaviest that I've ever been, and so
that's all it is. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if I can help you out. Oh, you got obsessive compulsive eating demons.
Do I?
Yeah, you just want to, you're munching away, okay? And so here we go. I'm just pulling these off of you.
I love to munch.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, there we go. Uh-oh. So be careful of buying munchies. Here's how you don't munch. Hello. You don't buy munchies.
Yeah. Okay, come on, phone.
There we go. I just cleared you off. There we are.
She froze. There.
Yeah. Well, she got a pleasant look. You know, I hate it when I freeze and I got this weird expression. There we go. She looks good now. I got her fixed. She's all right.
Okay. Yeah. We love you, Carletta.
Yeah. Easy to go. There we go. Michelle, who we got? You got somebody? Who you got?
Yes, I got David Galindo. I hope I got that right. David Galindo. Hello, David. Go ahead and unmute.
Hey, hi. David. There we go.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for being patient.
Fine, and you?
Good.
I'm the translator.
Okay. Okay. And so, what's your question?
My friend needs to heal his energy, and he needs abundance and blessings. Please.
Okay. All right. Let me just look. All right. There we go. There. His back feels warm. There we go. And okay. He's getting warmer. I see him starting to sweat. And so I pulled the dark energy out. And now I see it raining coins down. from above. And so there we are. I got rid of his energy blocks that were blocking his money. You know, now he'll feel warm all the way down to his feet. And so you can feel warm down to your feet. So you can feel that. Yeah, there. Got rid of it. You guys look good.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have to tell him. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank
you. Good.
Next one is Lavender. She's not feeling too good, so we got to get her healed. Hi, Lavender. Good to see you again.
Beautiful. Hi, Dean. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What's your question, girl?
So after the Ohio retreat, thank you so much for that, first of all. Much more at peace, much more aligned, more clarity. So thank you, good. Michelle, Dean, and yourself for such a powerful and a fantastic retreat. And everyone who was there contributed to it. So that was beautiful. Went to Kevin's family reunion recently. After that, I just got sick. I don't know. This has been like an ongoing process. Every time I'm in an event, Kevin's event especially, and I know that's helping me clear a whole bunch of stuff. But every time I come back, I'm like super crashed. This time I would say this is much more subtle because I can't hear from my left ear a lot. I'm like congested all around. I don't know if it is connected to me trying to find out what my purpose is.
Yeah, you're purging. And so, you know, many times when you're in his presence, I mean, you know, he does have really quite a divine presence. Yes. And when you're in his presence, and this sounds a little crazy, but you know, a lot of people that are, you know, he's magical. And a lot of people around me and I'm around them are magical, you know, and you're magical. And so we heal each other. So when you're around a healer and you get healed, sometimes you purge stuff and you'll get a little sick or something will happen, you know, a little bit. And so but that's all it is. It's just purging is what I see. And when I said that, your hands got warm, which means I told you the truth. And so there, that's all it is. It's simple. It's a very simple answer, but you'll purge this stuff. Now, let me just clear you. I can help the purging thing and help it just fly off you. There we go. There. Easy. Now you feel like you're floating up. So you feel like you're like, wee, crazy high. See?
Yeah.
And your eyes totally changed and you got all this light in your body. So there we are. I fixed it. You can do the same thing yourself. Imagine yourself going higher and higher and higher instead of being hung in this purging thing. So there.
This has been ongoing since a bit. I don't know if it's related to me trying to just find my purpose because I'm in sales. I'm trying to reach a certain point in my life financially, but it hasn't happened just as yet. So
Go higher. Go higher. That's all you got to do is go higher. And here we go. I'll just take you there. And all you guys should watch this. This will bring you abundance. Okay. And you can do it. Imagine yourself going higher and just say, God, please take me to the abundant dimension. And so, God, please take me to the abundant dimension and allow yourself to float up. Float up. There's a little ceiling up there. And I see you have to hit it with a hammer. Grab the golden hammer. Crack it. There we go. It looks like glass shattering, but the sky shattered. And now I see you going up above it. And so as soon as you slipped up into it, wow, look how you feel now. Ah, see? Different feeling.
It's a golden dimension.
It's a golden dimension. Everything's gold. Everything's gold. Slip up into that dimension, you got it made. That's all you got to do. Simple. Simple. There we are. You even turned gold. Right then your aura turned gold. I seen it. There you go. Did it again. Did it again. There we go. I don't know if you guys can see that or not, but I can. Anyway, how cool. There. That's all you got to do. Okay?
Sure, Gary. Perfect. Thank you. I'm also just trying to know, is my current field the right field or do I need
for
to
now. Change it? For now.
For now, I should stick to it.
For now. Yeah, so you're doing good. Okay? Go to that golden dimension. Everything will work. It's simple. That's all you got to do.
All work out on its own. So I should just focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah. For now.
My last question would be, do I have procrastination issues? I think of doing something. I make plans, but when it comes
Not really. That's not your issue. You overthink everything, but you're not procrastinating. You're just overthinking. Okay?
I have an overthinking demon.
Yeah, no, you'll be fine. Now you will. Okay.
Can you help me good luck. Forward thinking, please?
I did. She keeps on going. Oh. There we go. I love you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. And I wish you heal as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you,
sending
guys.
Sending you so much healing and love.
I appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
All you guys are beautiful. Thank you. All you guys are beautiful. Thank you for tapping in. I enjoyed being here with you. And so I love you guys, and I appreciate you so, so, so much. We got some things and different events we got planned, and we're planning in those stages. And so and we just loved everything we did with you this last year. Was beautiful and magical, and we want to keep on doing what we're doing, spreading light, joy, and a lot of love to each other. Remember, just love like there's no tomorrow, and you're going to have a good tomorrow. I love you guys, appreciate you guys. I'll see you real soon.